Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome into the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. This is Chris Temple with you. Once again, as I've been this week, pinch hitting for the honeymooning Corey Fleck and for the recuperating Al Cortland. If you didn't listen already, go back to our blog on Tuesday. Al and I chatted a little bit so that all of you folks know about his health mishap, and he's rapidly on the road to recovery. He'll be back with us one of these days very, very soon. Kicking off this weekend, we've got a variety of shows, individual companies we want to bring to you, a lot of market commentary, some really fun stuff in the second hour too coming up as far as the theme I've discussed on and off, building an economic lifeboat. But right now I want to talk about one of the sectors in the resource area that is probably among the most ignored, and yet one of the ones that in my view seems to have the most promise. And that is the nuclear energy sector and or uranium. You've got uranium miners, uranium explorers. You've got companies that make the hardware and so forth for the new generations of nuclear plants and reactors that are coming online. It's a sector that has been dragged through the mud more than once over the decades. We had the most recent thing, of course, with Fukushima, that disaster in Japan. But I'm here to tell you that there's a lot of interesting things going on and a lot of signs that there is a long-term bull market that is getting ready one of these days soon to take shape. And to help talk about that, and then in the second segment to talk more specifically about his company, I have Jim Paterson, my good friend. He is the chairman of Kivalliq Energy, which is listed on both the Toronto Venture Exchange and in the U.S. over-the-counter market. You'll have the ticker symbols on the blog on the program here. And Jim and I have known each other for a few years now. His company is the only individual uranium company that I have as one of my recommendations in the National Investor, though I recently did add a recommendation that people start to take a small position in an ETF that invests in a broad swath. And there are reasons we'll get into in the second hour as to why I like Kivalliq most particularly among explorers. So anyway, Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me here.
Well, one of the things that I find astonishing is that after so many years of nuclear energy having a black eye, most recently, of course, because of the Fukushima disaster and really a reactor that was slated to be decommissioned imminently at the time that that happened, it's almost like talking about air flight. Every now and then you have a big accident, but by and large, nuclear energy is probably safer over the long run, and there's less accidents than with, you know, oil pipeline spills and things like that. And interestingly enough, too, I've been reading a lot recently about how even environmentalists are grudgingly starting to admit that when you look at the whole menu of potential energy alternatives, nuclear is not so bad after all. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, my first point is the valuations of companies in the uranium sector are deeply discounted, obviously, but there hasn't really been a time where the decades-long runway to demand growth is so clearly marked in front of us. And to your point on the environmentalists, I'm not sure if it's begrudgingly. Some of them have changed their minds, definitely. I recommend that everybody who's interested read the, or watch the movie Pandora's Promise. But there was also a few notes posted to the environmental community recently on conservationbites.com, and it was a letter by signed by a number of highly credible scientists saying that we're asking that the environmental community weigh up the pros and cons of different energy sources using objective evidence rather than idealistic perceptions. That was their words. And nuclear stacks up very well against other energy sources. Without a doubt, it doesn't have its challenges, but it definitely has a lot of benefits.
Well, and one of the things that I've seen in the recent past, I follow, as you know, because you and I talk about a lot of different subjects from time to time when we chat. I followed a lot of the intrigue over Europe and the spat between Russia and the European Union. Russia has been signing new treaties to provide nuclear reactors and technology for nuclear energy with a host of countries recently, including ones like Hungary that are part of the EU, and to the consternation, of course, of the people in Brussels. And very simply, some of these emerging Eastern Europe nations, some in Africa and elsewhere, they realize that nuclear energy has a lot of benefits. It's much cleaner. And for a lot of these countries that have seen the environmental headaches of countries like China with their pollution problems, it's only natural that they look to this area. I want to talk, though, a little bit about China, because you and I have discussed before China's build out of its nuclear energy industry in the years to come, and about how that is going to start to really undergird the demand picture for depressed uranium prices right now. What can you tell us about China?
Well, the first thing is it is happening for sure, and I actually recommend that readers go to the World Nuclear News site. I go there every day, and there's actually a little nav bar that you can click on. It says New Nuclear, and definitely in terms of Chinese growth, I mean, every couple of days there's some major news item, or it would be a major news item if it was happening in the United States or Canada, in terms of the growth in China. It's actually a regular event. So they're forecasting growth that really is unheard of around the world. My biggest number that I look at is after 2020, they're going to be plugging in almost a reactor a month into the grid. That's just staggering growth considering how much they cost, about $10 billion each to build. And then these things will consume about 400,000 pounds of U308 annually for 40 to 50 years. But that growth is actually happening right now. Like if you go onto the World Nuclear site and you check every week or so, or, you know, at this point every month, there's something new, important happening in terms of a reactor in China being plugged into the grid. It's happening and will have major ramifications on demand going forward.
Well, one of the things that I've observed in a recent past, and we saw a kind of a stutter step attempt at a rally. I mean, uranium prices went down, correct me if I'm wrong, to below $30 a pound at one point. They had a big bounce back higher. They were over in the low 40s, and now it's kind of meandering in a range between that. But apart from what happened in Japan, and Japan being painfully slow in restarting reactors that it claims it's going to restart, what are the reasons now, in your estimation, as to why this is a sector that still doesn't get the appreciation and the understanding that it probably deserves?
Well, just based on fundamentals, I think that the market just, you know, the market's perception, we got it kind of wrong. Obviously, whenever you have a boom in a market, particularly in the resource market, you get a lot of projects that go forward that maybe shouldn't have. And in the case of the uranium business, there was a bull run of epic proportions that happened from, let's say, 03, 04 to 2007 or 08. And in that bull run, you had a lot of new supply coming on. And that supply wave hit just around the time when Fukushima happened. And in terms of Fukushima, it was calamitous for the global uranium sector because a customer in the form of Japan, which consumed about 10% of the world's U308 or nuclear fuels, got hit by an earthquake and the tidal wave. They shut down all their reactors, around 50 reactors, and that was a major customer coming offline. So you had a massive wave of new supply coming and hitting the market just when one of the bigger customers in the world basically shut their reactors off. So we've had some time now, and we've had to chew through that, and it's been very painful. The spot prices, as you said, went down to $28 a pound. Back in 2007, they were at 140, and actually in 2010, late 2011, they were at about 70. So it's been nothing but painful for the last few years. And finally, it's come back. 28 last summer, it's tickling $40 now per pound U308. So it's actually coming back. And back to your comment, we're in a stealth bull. I don't care what anybody says. This thing has moved back. The pricing has moved back to about 40% in the last few months, about 8 months. And the market really hasn't taken notice.
Thanks for those insights, Jim. Stay tuned.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow. A proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Your week.
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the second segment. I'm back here with Jim Paterson, the CEO of Kivalik Energy. In the interest of disclosure, Kivalik is a recommendation of mine, has been for a few years now, in the National Investor. Jim, before we get into the company specifically, I want to make one observation for our listeners, and many of them and my own subscribers hear me from time to time quote Frank Giustra, whose mantra when he's looking at good companies with good management, the ability to raise money in a depressed situation like resources are generally, and uranium is specifically, his advice is that when you find the right company, buy right and sit tight. That's what I've advised my members to do where Kivalik is concerned. And I would like to say just a little bit about Jim right now. Management is the biggest part of the battle of any company. Jim and his team are some of the best people in the industry. They've allowed him, among other things, to build a portfolio now of very promising and prospective uranium assets in both Nunavut and Saskatchewan. From the point where when I first became acquainted with the company, they had only their exploration assets in Nunavut. They've brought them a long way. Now they've got other irons in the fire, lots of possibilities, just announced another good financing, so there's people interested in keeping this going. Jim, what are you focusing on with these two areas of interest for in 2015?
Thanks, Chris. I'm blushing after those comments on management. Thank you.
They're heartfelt and sincere.
Oh, thank you. Well, we have a project in Nunavut Territory, which is in northern Canada, and we've, back to what Chris is saying, we've been pretty active on this for quite a few years. So we've drilled 80,000 meters. We've done three resource estimates and extensive metallurgy on it. We have one of the highest grade uranium projects in the world and actually the highest grade outside of the Athabasca Basin, which is in Saskatchewan. Lots of growth potential there. And we'll be working on growing that, the exploration potential of Kivalik through drilling and groundwork this season, hopefully starting in July. So we have a really good foundation, a very high-grade resource, and we'd like to grow that by testing targets proximal to the LAT 50 resource. You know, that's what we'll be focusing on Angleic this year, Chris.
Okay, and I mentioned also Saskatchewan, which where you have assets that you've brought on more recently. And there, what I find interesting and what maybe a lot of our listeners don't know, you've got numerous companies that are involved in precious metals and base metals, fertilizers, things like that. The number of people in the uranium space, relatively speaking, is very small. There's not nearly as many players. There's only a relative handful of producers that supply almost the entire world. And one of the things that I was impressed by when you expanded the company's portfolio of properties and projects a little while back was the way in which you were able to get some of the old Hathor and Rough Rider knowledge and folks involved in the property that you picked up in Saskatchewan. Could you speak to that and to your genesis and Hatchet Lake holdings?
Well, I think that really goes back or harkens back to our board of directors. And if anybody, any of your listeners has followed the uranium of the junior space for a while, Hathor was a real winner a few years ago. And one of the founders of the private company called Rough Rider Uranium that was actually rolled into a shell at the time called Hathor, and then went on to make one of the most exciting discoveries in the Athabasca Basin. And then that company, Hathor, was taken over by Rio Tinto for about $650 million a few years ago. The founder of that private company, Dale Walster, is on our board, and the former chairman of that Hathor, Jim Malone, is on our board as well. So that ground that you're referring to, the Genesis in particular, was actually open. It wasn't staked. It had been dropped. And through Dale's background and our technical team, we identified that opportunity and staked that ground and then subsequently found a partner for that project. And Dale joined the board of that company. So we have a really good, solid team called running a public company called Rough Rider. They're fully funding the exploration and they're earning in on the Genesis property. And then we actually picked up another project called Hatchet Lake, which is just off to the west of the Genesis property as well. And that was all based upon knowledge that Dale had gained in his exploration experience in Saskatchewan.
And here again, it comes back to management and who you know and who has the connections. Back to Nunavut, one of the things that I liked when I first met you and learned of that particular project was that you have such a good relationship with the Aboriginals in the area, the Inuit people, that are very good and helpful partners in this, not financially necessarily, but I mean they're very supportive of what you're doing. But the exciting thing to me that you guys just announced in announcing what your drilling plans are for this year has to do with the rib and the dipole trends that you've preliminarily identified that are way on the other side of the property at your Angalak claim in Nunavut from the area called the Lac 50 trend, where you've already got over 40 million pounds of uranium blocked out in a resource. And the field work that you did not that long ago suggests that you could have even a more promising area with what you'll be drilling on. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, we're really excited. We'll be testing that this year. So we have a big block that we call the Lac 50 trend. And as I was saying before, we've drilled over 80,000 meters there and have extensive experience with resource estimates and metallurgy and testing geophysical conductors. You know, on the other side of the basin, as you were talking about, Chris, we've identified another area that based on all the work that we've done on the property to date over the last 7 years, we feel that the dipole target, which we'll be testing in July, is the most compelling target on our entire property. And that's based upon geophysics and what we call geochem, or enzyme leach. And so we've identified a very compelling target, a very juicy target, and we'll be drilling it in July of this year, and then we'll be actually broadening the soil work around that, and it is our opinion that a mirror trend to the Lac 50 trend actually exists at the dipole rib area.
Interesting. Well, I know it's exciting stuff. I've written an update for my members in the current issue of the National Investor. If any of our listeners today that want to get more familiar want a copy of that, I'll send it to them. Just shoot me your email address. Also, the website for Kivalliq Energy is kivalliqenergy.com, and Kivalliq is spelled K-I-V-A-L-L-I-Q, energy.com. Of course, do your homework. We always pass along what best information that we can give you. Again, as a reminder, I'm confident enough in the company that it's the only uranium explorer at this point in time that's on my recommended list. Thank you, Jim, for your time. And best of luck to you and with the drill program and the work that you have ahead of you as we get into the later summer months of 2015. Stay tuned, folks. After a quick break, we'll be right back with my friend Dr. Eric Owens of Alexandria Minerals, a really exciting exploration company. One of the reasons I say that is that unlike most you'll hear of, they actually have large investors willing to put money in the company at well above the market price.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, folks, to the Corlin Economics Report. This is Chris Temple again, and I'm joined for this segment by two people. First of all, Corey Fleck is along with us right now, taking a break from his honeymoon down in South America to have a conversation with he and myself and our guest for this segment, Eric Owens. Eric is the president and CEO of Alexandria Minerals. And Eric, this week you put out some news as far as some plans that you're formulating for the coming months, drill targets that you're going to be working on, other exploration. And one of the things I find interesting, because I followed the Abitibi region in a broader sense, is that a number of companies, not just you guys, are taking a second look at a lot of work that you've done over the years and realizing that the next big wave of mining activity there and development might not any longer be the vein structures and underground mining, but that it might be economical to do some bulk tonnage mining. Of course, that's what Canadian Malartic is doing. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing right now on your own property in the Val d'Or area and what your plans are.
Of course, an outgrowth of our work over the past 5 years, especially with the Caspa deposit in the west zone that we sold Agnico a year or so ago. And the discovery of that zone led us to rethink the whole geology of especially the western half of our large property package there in Val d'Or. the recent study that we just released the news information on this past week was a more general look at evaluating the geophysics that has been done by us over the past few years and taking a more serious statistical look at it. In a nutshell, it came up with a number of targets, which we've got to go through and start thinking about more seriously now to test with the drill rig down the road a ways, and our geologists are working on that. We are going to be doing as well other geophysics on the properties as we go down the months down in 2015 here, all aimed towards where the next drill target is going to be in. And fundamentally, our view on this, especially on that the western half of the property package there in Val-d'Or, is that we're looking for porphyry copper gold type deposits, which could be lower grade and broader, wider mineralization zones, which could provide sort of bulk tonnage type targets. We're completing a 2,500 meter drill program in to that end right now. We're working on the last hole, so we should be starting to see some assay results from those drill holes coming up in the near future. How are these things manifest in the Abitibi Belt? We're looking for a variety of things which could be higher grade and narrower, but all related to this broader sort of large porphyry system that we see on the western half of the property package.
Eric, I have to say, when we first took on Alexandria as a sponsor on our website, and in full disclosure, Alexandria is a sponsor on our website. That means you can click on their banner ad on the right to get more information on the company. When we did take on Alexandria, you had just gone through a financing where you were able to, in these difficult markets, first of all, raise money at a share price that was higher than what you were trading at with some long-term investors of yours, which I think is a testament to the company. And when we are chatting about a drill program, which I think is very positive to see companies continuing to expand their resource, all investors want to know what type of cash the company is sitting on and how it will be utilized in, let's say, the next 6 months. So to start off, Eric, can you mention your approximate cash position right now and how that will help funding the company in the next 6+ months?
Alexandria currently has about $1 million in the bank plus some prepaid expenditures. We have a number of items that we're working on that should help that cash position. But it's pretty strong, and we have to, you know, be a bit careful how we go forward. What we've got going in the near term, as you know, as part of the Murgor acquisition, we acquired some very interesting gold, copper, zinc, silver deposits in Manitoba, the WIM and Hudbrand projects. They come with the resources that were calculated in 2008. We think that by redoing those resources, we can increase those resources with modern metals prices. So these will be near-term activities that are not as costly as drilling. I anticipate starting up a drill program in the summer. In the spring, the lay of the land in both areas are boggy, so we can't get a drill rig in there anyway. So we will be postponing any drilling till summertime in any case. We are also going to be looking at starting up a resource update on our Orinata project in Val-d'Or. That'll probably be a little bit further afield, more summertime activity. Again, for the same reason that we're doing this on our Hudbrand and WIM projects, to update the resources with modern metals prices or modern gold prices. The last time we did the resource there at Orinata in Val-d'Or was in 2009. I don't know that we'll necessarily get an increase in resources there, but we will certainly get more robust numbers there, which is what I'm really looking for there, because as you know, there's an infrastructure-rich area in Val-d'Or with a number of mills sitting idle, and we'd like to capitalize on some of those idle milling capacities. So those are the principal activities as we go forward, and as always, our geologists with the new acquisition, we've got one geologist now looking seriously at the WIM and Hudbrand projects for summertime geological and geophysical activities as well. So we've got a number of things that we're planning from an exploration point of view.
Well, that's great, Eric. You just now touched on something that I was going to ask as my next question anyway in a couple of minutes that we have left. One of the things that I've repeated numerous times is when you and I first spoke a few years back, one of the comments you made to me is that you long since came to the realization that if you want to find gold, you go to where gold has already been found. And it was a bit over a year ago that you were able to sell for about $5 million to Agnico Eagle, a small part of your claim area in the Val d'Or area that you had proved up a copper and gold resource on. It's really a good, sound business model, especially at times like this when money is hard to come by. We are still in a funk in the resource markets, especially with exploration companies. Some of them won't survive this. And the nice thing about you guys is that you're in already an area in Val d'Or where you've got bigger players and active mines and, as you said, unused mill capacity nearby, so you don't have near as high a threshold to have to prove up some reserves and hopefully monetize them. And now you've done the same thing in Manitoba.
And that's an important thing to note. Although Manitoba is geographically separated from Val d'Or, it is pretty much an identical situation as what we've got in Val d'Or. We've got a well-known mining district which has produced a lot of metals over the areas, both in Val d'Or and in Flin Flon and Snow Lake, Manitoba. We've got some big mining companies in the area that could act as big brothers, so to speak. So, yes, it's a very similar situation. And back to your point about rethinking things, now's a good time to be doing that because the general investment community is not that taken by drill results on a daily basis. They're not taken by much of anything. And it's a good time to sit back and plan for the future. And everything we do today is not really for today. It's for a year from now or 2 years from now. We're trying to position ourselves for when the market does turn around.
Eric, and I think that's a key takeaway from this, is that companies understand and investors understand that it is a tough market out there, but you always need to be trying to at least advance the project a little bit so when the market does turn, you're coming out as a stronger company, not just a company that has managed to survive. And that's why I like to see Alexandria continuing to advance the property. You guys are definitely holding your cash close, but you are managing, as you said, to undertake a 2,500-meter drill program. You're also slowly accumulating other properties in very, very attractive jurisdictions, which is the name of the game right now. So, Eric, we really appreciate your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back as we wrap up the first hour of this weekend's edition of the Corlin Economics Report, and we're going from talking about companies and the markets to the subject of politics. And of course, we have with us for that purpose our regular guest and good friend, Glenn Downs. Glenn, this all reminds me when we talk about Iran and the subject that I want to start with. Someone years back told me the etymology of the word politics, and I know that this doesn't involve you or your boss, Congressman Walter Jones, because you guys are one of the few different ones back there. But I was told that politics, when you look at the etymology, you just break it down. Poly is many, and ticks are bloodsuckers.
Well,
and I know you live with that every day there.
I think we resemble that remark, and you know, there's a reason why people have a higher opinion of used car salesmen and drunken sailors than politicians. Of course, the drunken sailors said, don't compare us to politicians. At least we spend our own money when we're drunk.
Right. Well, look, one of the things I'd like to talk about is something that you emailed me earlier this week about the plans of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to mark up a bill in mid-April that would basically supersede what President Obama and Secretary Kerry are trying to do in Iran. And what strikes me about this, and I'd like your comments and feedback, you know, for years now, Congress has abdicated its constitutional responsibility to be the one to decide on behalf of the nation to declare war. We have allowed one president after another to invade, bomb the daylights out of, and attack other countries for whatever pretense or under whatever pretense, and almost never with a congressional declaration or even like who cares what Congress thinks. And yet, in this case, whether we agree or not, President Obama is exercising his constitutional prerogative to try and engage in foreign policy and craft this treaty. And now Congress wants its voice heard and in effect is trying to basically negate him and his job. I mean, is this just tit for tat on the immigration thing or what's this all about?
I think it's probably a little bit more than that. But first of all, Chris, I think you're spot on when you talk about Congress's intellectual inconsistency.
on this issue of guarding the checks and balances and the prerogatives of power, because the framework of the Constitution envisioned that Congress is one of co-equal three branches of government and first amongst equals. And so there is a lot of power to declare war and the like is vested in Congress. Control the borders is vested in Congress. But those have been powers that Congress has happily, for the most part, yielded to the executive branch. So now when they find a chief executive, a CEO or a president in this case, a chief of the executive branch who is trying to implement policies that's something they don't like, they've lost a lot of their intellectual and moral ground when you fail to exercise your proper authority at best. So here we go, Mr. Obama is doing something for the country that a lot of people don't like for all kinds of reasons, and about to enter into an agreement, but they want to now have something to say about it, and again, you precedent starts to add up and it makes a big difference. But obviously, there are people concerned about, you know, the Iranians in particular, who have tagged with being foremembers of and funders of terrorist activities in various parts of the world. And, of course, they are at odds not only with Israel, which has got quite a following in this country, not just amongst American Jews, but also evangelical Christians and others. The untold story, at least in our press, is the extent to which the United States' Arab allies in that part of the world really, really don't like Iran. I had myself the opportunity to go to Saudi Arabia back in 2008 and had a chance to meet with government leaders who were part of the royal family. But as a full disclosure, pretty much every government leader over there, some part of the royal family. And they were trying to get me to encourage our government to go bomb Iran then. These are the Saudis. They did not have much use for the Israelis or for Jewish folks, but they were perfectly happy to do business with them, at least in the short run, because they had bigger problems with the Persians over in Iran. So you've got a lot of interests that are very, very serious about trying to undercut any kind of peace deal with Iran for all kinds of reasons. So now they're rearing their head, and Mr. Obama is saying this is not a treaty, and anything he agrees to won't have to be ratified by the United States Senate. They're purposely trying to structure something to avoid ratification because, you know, the lobby that's, there are various lobbies that are pretty strong that would probably do a pretty good job of bottling any treaty like that up and not just outright killing.
It's interesting, and unfortunately this is yet another example of how the U.S. in many respects seems to be in a no-win situation. You know, we're involved in a part of the world that has had these conflicts between, you know, not only between Jew and Arab, but between branches of Islam that's been going on for millennia. And it would be nice, and I'm sure a lot of the people in our audience would agree, if we worried about our own house rather than the time and money and blood and lives that we're spending over there. You know, as we're recording this, the negotiations between the U.S. and Iran have gone into extra innings. We don't know what's going to come about that yet, but certainly even if there is a deal reached, it seems as though the Senate and the House both want to try and undercut that. It's just going to lead to more volatility and worry, but maybe that's part of the game plan. But anyway, Glenn, moving on from that, a little bit different subject, which is something I need to be straightened out on. I'm a little bit confused. There's also a budget deadline coming up in Congress. And correct me if I'm wrong, hasn't the Treasury Department, in effect, been operating with a suspended budget ceiling for like the last year or so?
This is where the terms get a little confusing. There is a budget which the House and the Senate theoretically passed. Well, we went the country years without a budget under the Democrats, and none of the Republicans, the House Republicans, did come up with a budget. The Senate had to do it as part of the last Congress, and now they're doing it under this Congress. But a budget is just the framework, their suggestions to appropriators, basically. So there's the budget. Then there's appropriations, and those are the bills. There are 13 different bills which fund the various activities of the various departments and agencies of government. So there's budget, there's appropriations, and then there's debt ceiling.
And the debt ceiling is what I think you might be referring to right now. You might remember a couple of years back when we came up, the last time we had a big near showdown over the debt ceiling, Mr. John Boehner, the Republican Speaker of the House, made common cause with the Democrats and just suspended the debt ceiling to a date certain in exchange for no spending cuts or anything like that. Well, that deadline has now come and gone. So right now, the Treasury is using what they refer to as extraordinary measures to continue to fund the deficit spending of government. So they can't go out and issue more public debt. Now, they can recycle, as debt matures, they are rolling, they can roll over existing debt. This can increase the absolute level of the debt. But what they're doing is they're making up the difference by essentially raiding, borrowing from the Social Security Trust Fund, borrowing from some of the federal employees' contributions to the Thrift Savings Plan, which is like federal employees' 401k plan. There are a lot of different trust funds and pockets of money. They're not issuing public debt. They're just raiding public existing public trust funds. But there comes an end to that, and that will happen probably later this year. And then that's the question. How will we deal with this? Will the Republican Congress, under the control of the Republican, the House and the Senate, will we be any more fiscally responsible than we were a year ago or 2 years ago when we just suspended the debt ceiling with the Republican House and a Democratic Senate?
So what Washington is doing right now, essentially, Glenn, is the same thing that Greece has had to do recently, because they can't get any more money out of the European Central Bank and the IMF until they jump through enough hoops. They've got to raid their trust funds, their different slush funds and things like that in order to keep general expenses being paid. Interesting. So any imminent deadline now, anything they have to do, or they really can't continue to muddle through till year end?
Well, they continue to muddle through. They've got a couple of things coming up. That one is dealing with the highway trust fund has to be reauthorized and the like. But the biggest problem is that's all paid for. These projects that are authorized out of this to be paid for from this highway, federal highway trust fund, are all paid for by the gasoline tax. The trust fund is out of money. So it's gone to a pay-as-you-go system. So a lot of projects are being held up and slowed down, and they might even come to a grinding stop if that isn't extended. But if it is extended, no one's got a good idea of how to pay for it. No one wants to raise taxes, but they don't want to slow down spending either. So that's another imminent deadline.
Well, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Glenn Downs, thank you so much for joining us. That's it for the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Stay tuned. We'll be back in the second hour with a market roundtable.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.